Skipper was always up and wide awake in the hour before dawn. Feeling responsible for the security of Redwall, he would take a brisk patrol. The Otter Chieftain checked outside the Abbey building, ending up with a march around the wall tops. Completing the full circuit of the parapet and battlements, he ended his routine by going to the kitchens for an early breakfast. Friar Skirple greeted him.
"Good morning, sir. Young bees are wanting your soup."
The Otter twitched his whiskers at the tempting aroma.
"And a good morning to you, Friar. Is that my very favourite water shrimp and hot root soup I can smell bubbling away there?"
The kind friar began ladling a bowl of the soup out.
"Aye, that it be, sir. Just how you likes it each morning."
They were soon joined by Dwink and Perrot, who came pulling a dozy formal between them. Gullub Gurpaw nodded sleepily to Skipper.
"On my life, Skip, these you rascals turned out of my bed afore daybreak. It seems us uns bees half a questin'."
Skipper looked up from his bowl of soup.
"Aye, mate. Abbott woke me last night with the news. I hope you've packed us lots of prime victuals, Friar. Questions are hungry business."
The friar's homely face wrinkled with pleasure.
"I certainly have. You won't go hungry, sir. Though you might have if Neezer Bosey were along with thee. But ain't no feeding nothing."
Formal thanked the friar. Then he and Skipper listened as Perrot read out Gonf's clue.
"To find the Eye of the Serpent to the morning sunrise roam, where death may visit those that fear, in the wild sweet gatherer's home."
Skipper tapped his rudder against the floor.
"Well, mates, that's a poser and no mistake. We can't make tail nor whisker of it. Any ideas?"
Formal Gullub answered with his irrefutable mole logic, which as any beast knows, must be heeded.
"You'm best not making tails and whiskers of aught. Usins knows what to look for a serpent's eye. Read oi second line, little missy."
Perrot repeated the second line once more.
"To the morning sunrise roam. What does that mean?"
Formal Gullub Gurpaw quaffed off a bowl of hot comfrey tea at a single gulp. Smacking his lips with relish, he trundled off to the door.
"It means we'm abound outside to see sunrise. Leastways, that be what I thinks."
Dwink grabbed a few hot scones from the kitchen table.
"Just what any sensible creature'd think. Right, mates, outside it is. Oof!"
The young squirrel winced as he tested his newly splintered footpaw. Friar Skirple took a stick from the window ledge. It was T-shaped. He gave it to Dwink.
"Your young maester, take my window prop. I uses it to keep me window open on hot days. Mayhap 'twill serve thee as a crutcher."
The makeshift crutch could not have suited better had it been made personally for Dwink. The four questers made their way over to the gatehouse, where they stood in the murky grey light which precedes day. Perrot sat on the wall steps, peering up at the sky.
"So, this is where it begins."
As the squirrel maid spoke, dawn's first pale light beamed faintly over the abbey rooftop. Dwink called out eagerly.
"There it is! The sun coming up! This is the way we go, eh, Skip?"
The Otter Chieftain shrugged the haversack full of supplies into position on his back.
"Oh, young'un, the sun ain't never risen in the west, as far as any beasts know, so 'tis east we're bound. How far we'll be travelling is a question yet to be answered."